Here the god took a fancy to a beautiful young lady. And, or was it fairies? I don't know. It don't make any difference. They took her to a field full of wonderful ears of corn. And they said, "Now, child, you're permitted to pass through this cornfield once. You cannot take one step backward. And you're allowed to pick the largest, richest ear of corn. And in proportion to its size, it's going to turn into diamonds and jewelry, ornaments." So when she saw those beautiful ears, she'd never seen any like it. She was tempted to pick one. But she thought, "No, maybe I'll find a bigger one." So she took another step. Oh, in this man, she decided, "Maybe I'll find a bigger one. This one looks smaller." So she wouldn't take that. But they were getting smaller all the time. And she didn't dare pick any because she thought, "Well, maybe." Oh, you know this simile. You know what that means. Today, if you will hear his voice. And finally, she had to take a consumptive ear. That was all that was left. She was not allowed to turn back. Just a meager, consumptive, eaten up, dried up ear. And she had a few rhinestones then to put around her neck. But she could have had a whole outfit if she had been wise. Oh, beloved, you got to work for it. Do you know that?